Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking today about HBCUs, historically black universities and colleges. We just heard from NPR Weekend Edition Sunday host Aisha Rasko, who edited a book of essays called HBCU Made, a celebration of the black college experience. Coppin State University in West Baltimore, one of four HBCUs in the Free State, received a $1 million grant from the U.S. Department of Education last fall to train educators who will work with students with disabilities. The initiative is called Project POSE, stands for Preparing Outstanding Special Educators. To learn more about it, we reached out in January to two people leading the effort, Nicole Anthony and Anita Weisberger, assistant professors in the Department of Teaching and Learning in Coppin State's School of Education. I asked Nicole Anthony what need Project POSE aims to address. What gap is it supposed to fill?
To start, it is a U.S. Department of Education Office of Special Education and Rehabilitative Services grant, and it's a personnel development to improve services and results for children with disabilities. The focus of this grant is really on training scholars from historically black colleges and universities, tribal colleges and universities, and MSIs, minority-serving institutions. So your question, too, is the purpose of the grant, correct? Who we're serving?
What is the need? What isn't being
what
done
the
that the U.S. Department of Education thinks you can help do?
Absolutely. So if you look at the cultural landscape of our public school system right now, a large percentage of our students are students of color, and a large percentage of our students with disabilities are students of color. However, the teachers do not reflect the students in their classrooms. Roughly 80% or so of our teachers are white women, which leaves little more than maybe 20% or so. It's been pretty flat lately as far as the numbers. About 20% of our teachers are of color. So as you can see, we are looking to diversify, make our teacher workforce more diverse. And the U.S. Department of Education, they're looking to HBCUs, MSIs, and tribal colleges and universities to prepare scholars to teach our students with disabilities who have not all students with disabilities, but more so reflect the students in the classroom.
And Nicole, how many students will be part of Project POSE?
20. So our first cohort will start fall 2024 this year, and then which will be 10 students we're enrolling, and then another 10 fall 2025.
Anita, tell me more about what students will learn in this program.
So they will be following the Coppin State plan of study for training special educators. But what makes it special is the additional supports that we provide. So our students often struggle with meeting their academic needs while holding down a job. We have, you know, internship requirements where they get their teaching practice, and they have family responsibilities. So in order to help these students get through the program and be highly qualified educators at the end, we're providing full tuition and fees, childcare support, stipends for wellness. They get very small group advising as well as coaching and a year of induction support in their first year of teaching, because that's where students often struggle. It's a really hard transition to make from being a student to being a classroom teacher, especially when you're working with kids with special needs. You know, there are many other details that I could provide, but we're really looking to support students in every way possible to help them be successful.
This is On the Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking with assistant professors Nicole Anthony and Anita Weisberger in the Department of Teaching and Learning at Coppin State University's School of Education. We spoke in January about a $1 million grant Coppin State received for Project POSE, which stands for Preparing Outstanding Special Educators. Nicole, who can apply to Project POSE?
So it is a 64 credit program. So we're looking for scholars who have an associate's degree. And we are partnering with two community colleges and Baltimore City Public Schools to identify prospective scholars for our program. And they, like I said, must have an associate degree or at least 60 credits towards the bachelor's degree, because one of the goals of Project POSE is to graduate 20 credentialed special educators. And the degree is a bachelor's of science in special education.
So how will you go about recruiting beyond the partnerships you mentioned?
Well, we have a very robust alumni association. So we're reaching out to alumni. We're also reaching out to Baltimore Teachers Union. We have lots of recruitment materials that we're preparing right now. And what's so unique about our recruitment materials is not just going to be one particular type of person that we're marketing to, because you can't be what you don't see. So if you are racially or ethnically diverse, we want you to apply. If you are a student with a disability, we want you to apply. We want everyone to apply and take advantage of what we have to offer, because I think back to what Anita was talking about some of the skills that scholars will learn in the program. We want to make sure that their knowledge, skills, and dispositions are so where they're making an impact in the classroom and providing them with training in high leverage practices, evidence-based practices, and reading and math, and culturally responsive intensive interventions to support their students' learning.
We're also considering para educators that might be already working in the schools. If they already have associate's degree or 60 credits, they're, a very important population who are looking to complete their education to get that bachelor's degree, but they may often not be able to because they're working full time. And this way, with all the supports of this grant, they may well be able to make that shift.
Anita, tell me more about this focus on prioritizing to grow the pool of educators who work with students with disabilities.
Well, it's a national issue. There's a severe lack of teachers for students with special needs. Often schools will pull in para educators or substitute teachers who don't have the special training to work with this population. And in Baltimore City, that's no different. And we really want to diversify the pool. So not only do we want more qualified teachers in special education, but we want a more diverse pool. So we're looking at one-on-one advising and mentoring and attendance at national conferences of the Council for Exceptional Children, like really giving them a broad network to lean on as they go through their education and as they become teachers of record in the classroom.
Well, I appreciate you both telling us about this program. Good luck with it.
Thank you so
Yeah,
much.
thank you.
Nicole Anthony and Anita Weisberger are assistant professors in the Department of Teaching and Learning at Coppin State University's School of Education. We spoke in January about their work on the $1 million federal grant Coppin State received for Project POSE, preparing outstanding special educators. We've got more information at the On the Record page at wypr.org. I'm Sheila Cass. Glad you're with us on the record. Come back tomorrow.